this is the item that we warned you about earlier on. So, Keith, perhaps you should switch off here because set your faces to stunned, as Bart Simpson's once said. For many years, researchers have been studying the symbiotic relationship between Japanese snow monkeys and Sika deer. They've seen the monkeys grooming the deer and sitting on their backs. But it goes past cute and into slightly weird. Some of the monkeys use the deer for sexual purposes. On the line is Dr. Jean-Baptiste Lika from the University of Lethbridge in Canada. Jean-Baptiste, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Could you start by describing the relationship between the monkeys and the deer? I mean, leaving aside the sexual aspect, which seems to be new, how have they traditionally got on with each other?
They get along pretty well, actually. They form what we call mixed species associations. So outside the sexual context, Japanese monkeys and these deer throughout Japan often travel together and they actually benefit from each other in a completely non-sexual context. The deer are attracted by and they actually forage and feed on the food remains that are discarded by the macaques when they forage in the trees. So the deer are on the ground and they eat some of the food discarded by the monkeys. And on the other hand, the monkeys could benefit from the high-pitched vocalizations of the deer that are always on the alert for potential danger. So it's a kind of a symbiotic relationship between these two species already outside the sexual context.
Yeah, and still remaining outside the sexual context, do they interact or have they been seen to be interacting with each other?
Yes, sometimes the young monkeys would jump on the back of a deer, and it's a kind of rodeo style form of play. So because these two species are already in close contact spatially and temporally, they travel together, they have a lot of interactions outside the sexual context. Monkeys have also been seen grooming the deer, so it's already a pretty well established relationship.
Now, getting on to the sexual aspect of this, this seems to be new, or at least sightings of it seem to be new. In what kind of context does this sexual contact take place?
Well, what is interesting is that the interspecies sexual interactions that we reported, so in other words, sex between members of two different species, in this case, Japanese monkeys and deer, only occur during the mating season. And interestingly, the mating season of both species. So during, actually, this time of the year, during the winter in Japan, the Japanese monkeys experience this sexual heat, both males and females. They are all pumped up with hormones and everything. So they are all over the place within their own species sexually. And it's also the mating season for the deer. And over the past couple of years, we documented a series of what we have no doubt are sexual interactions between the monkeys and the deer, more specifically adolescent females sexually solicit the deer, just as they would do with their monkey mates. They produce this very high-pitched vocalization directed to the deer. Sometimes when they're deer mates try to move away from them, these adolescent females can even throw tantrums. So they would cower on the ground. They would, out of frustration, they would emit these very high-pitched calls. But the most impressive is actually the sexual mounts that they perform on the deer's back. So they thrust, they grind their genital area onto the back of the deer.
And have you seen male monkeys having sex with female deer?
That's a good question. One case, one anecdotal event has been reported at the beginning of this year in a completely different area of Japan. And in this case, it was one male monkey mounting a female deer. Unfortunately, because it was an anecdote, the authors of the paper could not really explain this behavior. It was reported only once, was short. Description was unfortunately a bit vague and out of context. We we accumulated a number of observations, and we are actually able to test some possible explanations for this behavior.
And during these interactions, are the deer just passive during it?
They are actually very tolerant. Surprisingly, they are very tolerant towards the presence and the behavior of the monkeys. You could argue that they do have a monkey on their back, and they really seem to either enjoy that or actually being completely ignorant of the presence of the monkey. Some deer that we observed with, again, a monkey on their back keep on going to their own business. They keep on foraging and so on.
Right. Okay. So if you like, it doesn't seem as if the deer are sexually interacting with the monkeys. It's the monkeys are sexually interacting with the deer.
That is right. Yes. It's a one-way sexual interaction. Absolutely.
Yeah. Given that it's mating season, are the female monkeys, at least, are these female monkeys who can't get themselves a male monkey?
That's exactly what we found. So our first explanation is that those adolescent female monkeys, who we know have limited access to monkey males during the mating season, they may seek stag mates as an outlet for their sexual frustration. So we conducted a long-term research on the development of the sexual behaviors of Japanese monkeys, and we know that the adolescent female monkeys are usually not the adult male's preferred sexual partners. And even worse, adolescent females during the mating season are typically rejected, sometimes quite aggressively, by adult males. The adult males prefer the full adult females for sex.
Mm. And is it always male deer that the female monkeys go for?
Yeah, that's another interesting question. In the field site where we did these observations, we only observed female monkeys mounting stags, so male deer.
Hmm.
We have observed a few attempts of these adolescent females trying to jump on the back of either a female deer or a very young deer, and they are just too jumpy. They can't stay still. So it's a fact that only the stags are very steady and they really don't mind.
How fascinating. Dr. Jean-Baptiste Lika is from the Department of Psychology at the University of Lethbridge in Canada. Jean-Baptiste, thank you very much.
Sure. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, monkeys. Weird, huh?